get our meeting started, we'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds is absent. Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Srilli.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srilli.
Yes. When the clerk's ready, we'll have her read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $38,661.11. Economic Development, $863. Police, $27,757.80. Fire, $14,045.78. Street, $17,193.57. Parks, $3,946.05. Public Health and Safety, $4,678.89. Infrastructure, $1,435. Garbage Disposal, $58.75. Cemetery, $6,795.89. Water Operations, $27,337.29. Sewer Operations, $7,933.23. EPA West Side Water Loan Payment, $52,682.22. EPA Sewer Project Loan Payment, $74,898.36. Water Deposits, $475. Clinton Sanitary District, $48,336.99. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $267,159.
Thank you. Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I make that motion.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srilli.
Yes. Tonight we got an appointment to the hospital, Warner Hospital and Health Services Board, and we got an opening from Julie North that turned in their resignation, and tonight we're going to vote on Dana Korneman. I know all of you guys probably know Dana. He's with us this evening. He's served the community on other boards, and we talked him into switching out on one and going to another one. So we'll vote on him this evening. We got a motion for that?
Mm-hmm. Motion to appoint Dana Korneman to the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board. Said term to expire July 1st, 2023.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Thank you, Dana. We'll move on down to our other reports. Streets and Public Improvement.
Not much to report other than the guys are out cutting trees. Steve, like we said, what, about 40 trees we've got at least we've got to get cut or
it's
more?
The emerald ash has really, shown itself now. We're primarily working on dead ash trees, and we'll continue working on them until who knows when. But we'll keep doing that. And the weather's been really no more than just annoying. Winter hasn't been bad, but it's been enough. So that kind of throws that off a little bit, because when it's snowing, that's a priority. But just for your update, as far as our salt material at this point, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to jinx it, and then it'll all go south, and we'll have a horrible rest of the winter. But our materials are holding up okay. We're in good shape for February 3rd, so I don't see any cause for alarm at this point. We'll just keep handling weather as it comes.
Yeah, luckily, we haven't had to use too much. We might have to if you're probably Tuesday night, Wednesday.
About for the rest of the week until Friday, there's snow off and on at night. And the amounts are variable, but that's kind of what it's been all winter. So it just depends on how things track, but the equipment's ready and the material's ready and we're ready. So we'll deal with whatever comes.
All right. Thanks, Steve. That's all.
Thank you, Ken. Public property?
I don't have a whole lot either. I did mention last meeting about the leak locating sounders and stuff, and they finally got some that they're trying out. They're looking at them and trying out some right now. They just did get them to them, and they're going to try out a couple of different kinds, I think, and find out which one's going to work the best, and then we'll have them, and we'll be able to do that all on our own. So.
Okay.
And other than that, just everyday work. We've got one actuator down in the plant that they're going to be changing out. They finally got it online and ready to go, and they'll be changing that out here. That's one that they've been waiting on for a while, when they've been having to go down and check all by hand. Mm-hmm. And it's back in, so they'll be getting that installed, and that'll get it back into fully automatic operation. So that's going to be a real good thing for us. So other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. I know previously we talked about the piece that fell down in the pipe. Do we ever figure out that never did move
it
has, or nothing?
It's never moved, and it's not done it again. So hopefully we've got that under control.
Still in good shape on that.
Yep.
Okay. Public health and safety?
I've just got one thing. Mm-hmm. It's time one of the fire trucks is getting to the end of its term. It's close to 30 years old, wouldn't you say, Tim?
Yeah.
And it's going to be time to replace it eventually for too long. So we're in the process of getting quotes and all that. I'll just keep you guys informed. We haven't even talked to anybody yet, but it's going to be coming. So that's all I've got.
Okay. Keep us informed.
Yep.
Tom's not here this evening. Clint's not here. I guess he left any word for anything, did he, Tim? Okay. We'll move on down to unfinished business. We have a motion for the agreement for the Fire and Police Commissioners.
Yeah. Motion to approve the services agreements between the City of Clinton and Stannard and Associates, Inc. for the Fire and Police Commission.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on it? You gentlemen know this is just for the application process for new firemen and police. We have to have so many on the schedule, don't we?
Eligibility list. We got to have every couple of years or whatever.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Next is the street lights from Ameren out on Illini Drive.
Motion to approve the purchase of street lights for Illini Drive from Ameren, Illinois in the amount of $3,695.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion. How many lights are we working on, Tim?
Well, I'm trying to remember how many we walked the engineer with to try to figure out the spacing, and we also tried using a couple of existing poles in place so we didn't have to have extra costs. I think we ended up with 5, if I remember right, to get us down to Cleveland.
Some of our dark corners.
It's to kind of take care of the junior high area, for lack of any other term, as it's dark during the winter. It gets dark earlier during the wintertime for the kids coming and going to school. Plus, even during the summertime, we have a lot of walkers and joggers out in that area. It's just to give a little bit more security.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Next is our engineering agreement with MTK Marco.
Motion to approve the engineering agreement to relocate the water main at Marco NPK Inc. with Donahue and Associates Inc. in the amount of $9,990.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Discussion. This is to relocate the water line, and we got 2 water lines running through this property, and they want to put up a building.
And it's just
so we're going to relocate them.
It's right over both of them. So we're going to go out and around and keep everything
okay
live. And they're going to try to do it by putting in a couple of stops and doing it without having to shut down all of the area out there. They're going to try to do it ahead of time, and that way they're going to put it in and see if one of them can be shut down completely so they can take and get it out of the way, and then the other one would take care of servicing the other parts of it. So they're going to try to do it with a little better manner, if it will do it. Once they get it split, then they'll just let it set like that until we get to actually moving it and getting it out of the way. So.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, call the roll.
Allender?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is the computers for the police department.
Yeah. Motion to approve the purchase of two desktop computers for the police department from Dell, not to exceed $3,000.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the computers? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Allender?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is our intergovernment agreement with the Dewitt County Housing Authority for their parking lot.
Motion to approve resolution 2020-2, a resolution authorizing execution of intergovernmental agreement between the City of Clinton and Dewitt County Housing Authority.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Is there any discussion? I think the chief pretty well gave everybody the information on what we was doing on that last meeting. Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Allender?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. We only have one item in new business that we're going to place on file, and has to do with the water mains that we're moving for them to build this building. It's an economic development agreement with Marco NPK Incorporated. We'll place that on file. We'll be dealing with it at our next meeting. Other than that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Call the roll, please.
Allender?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.